是我们为简一堂的信息，我们何等的感谢你，谢谢你这样子与我们的弟兄同在，我们也求主继续恩高他，赐他够用的恩典，祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
阿门。
吴弟兄请。
我们继续。Let's continue。那我们来看一看约书亚的这刚刚说的那四步，在进迦南得产业到底是什么意思。
Let's look again with the meaning behind Joshua's conquering the land of Canaan.
首先，我们有这样一个印象。
First of all, we should have this impression.
为什么要经过征战？
Why does it have to be accomplished through battles?
在约书亚的身上。
Joshua,
我们看得很清楚。
We see very clearly.
是要，因为要得产业，所以要经过征战。
In order to obtain the possession, we must go through the conquering.
所以在我们的属灵经历里面。
So in our spiritual experiences.
因为神要把我们带进迦南地。
Because God is to lead us into Canaan.
所以我们会经过一些属灵的征战。
So we must go through spiritual warfare.
征战不是目的。
Warfare, spiritual warfare is not the purpose.
迦南地产业才是目的。
Rather the inheritance and Canaan is the purpose.
这是我们来看约书亚记最基本最基本的印象。
And that's the basic understanding of the book of Joshua.
所以两军打仗。
Two forces meet in battle.
如果你怕打。
Yeah, if you fear.
如果你怕敌人。
You're scared of the nemesis.
那么不战已败。
You have already lost a battle.
所以这就是前面我们说到信心。
That's the faith that we mentioned earlier.
如果我们觉得敌人可以把我们吃掉，那我们就打不动。
We already believe we will be devoured by the enemy, and we cannot fight them.
虽然我们看见敌人高大，
Even though if we see our enemies to be great,
但是因为神与我们同在，
Because God is with us,
因为神把敌人交在我们的手中，
Because God has already delivered our enemies to us,
所以我们可以跟加勒一样说，他们是我们的食物。
That's why we may act as Caleb and Joshua and say they are our food.
那么我们能胜过仇敌。
This way we can overcome our enemies.
这是最重要的前提。
And that's the most important principle.
那么下面我们讲的过约旦河。
We talk about crossing the river of Jordan.
耶利哥
The city of Jericho.
南方战役，北方战役。
As well as the southern and northern campaign of warfare.
那个最基本的原则就是信心的原则。
The most basic principle is the principle of having faith.
但是信心更具体的，那我们看到有过约旦河的信心。
In greater detail concerning faith, we see the faith of crossing Jordan.
有打耶利哥的信心。
We see the faith of conquering Jericho.
有打南方战役，有打北方战役的信心。
We also see the faith needed fighting southern and northern campaign.
但让我们不要忘记最基本的一点，都是信心。
Let us not forget, it is all because of faith.
什么是过约旦河呢？
What's the meaning behind crossing Jordan?
我们给大家看一看约旦河的地图跟约旦河的照片。
Let's look at the map of River Jordan as well as the picture.
前面我们跟大家说了，中间是约旦河谷。
In the middle, that's the valley.
然后约旦河从北方流入死海。
The river flows from the north into the Dead Sea.
以色列人从摩亚平原进到迦南地，就在差不多约旦河入海口。
Where the Israelites crossed Moab into Canaan originated from near the River of Jordan.
那里也就是主耶稣受浸的地方。
That's also where Jesus was baptized.
约书亚怎样带着百姓从水里上来，主耶稣也怎样从水里上来。
The way Joshua led people out of the water, Jesus came out of the water the same way.
那今天我们去呢，这个约旦河不是很快。
When we go to Jordan River these days, it's different.
在我的右手边就是以色列这一边。
To my right, that's the Israeli side.
然后在左手边对岸，那就是约旦的那一边。
To the left, that belongs to the side of Jordan.
这河很窄，对不对？
It's a very narrow river, right?
当然，2000年来有许多水土的变化。
It has changed in the past 2000 years physically.
不过，
However,
你看，这里的岸上啊，它有楼梯下去，那有一条标界线，就是在10年内水位最高的地方可以达到这个顶部。
There's a mark to mark the highest point the river the water has reached in the past 10 years.
所以这是我们一个尝试啊，即便是今天，也不是一直是我们看见的这么小的约旦河。
Even today, when we look at this river, it has not been as small as this.
如果雨季的水大的话，其实约旦河还是可以很深很广。
During the rainy season, this river could be wide and deep.
那我们说过，过了约旦河，那就来到了耶利哥。
We crossed the river Jordan in Jericho.
然后耶利哥如果上往西一直走上到山顶，那就是耶路撒冷。
If you keep going west, you ascend the mount, you reach Jerusalem.
然后在东岸呢，这里就是尼泊山。
On the east coast, that's the mountain of
Nebo.
Mount of Nebo.
那基本上对称的尼泊山在约旦河东，耶路撒冷在约旦河西。那谷中就是耶利哥。那么过约旦河是什么意思？我们来念一下约书亚记第三章13节到16节。
Let's read Joshua chapter 3:13-16.
等到抬普天下主耶和华约柜的祭司把脚站在约旦河水里，约旦河的水就是从上往下流的水，必然断绝，立起城垒。百姓离开帐篷要过约旦河的时候，抬约柜的祭司乃在百姓的前头，他们到了约旦河，脚一入水，原来约旦河水在收割的日子涨过两岸，那从上往下流的水便在极远之地撒拉旦旁的亚当城那里停住，立起城垒。那往亚拉巴的海就是沿海下流的水全然断绝，于是 百姓在耶利哥的对面过去了。
When the people set out from their tents to cross the Jordan with priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant before the people, when those who carried the Ark came into Jordan, and the feet of the priests carrying the Ark were dipped in the edge of the water, for the Jordan overflows or expands for the days of harvest.The waters which were flowing down from above stood and rose up in one heap a great distance away at Adam, the city that is beside Zirathim, and those which were flowing down towards the Sea of Araba, the Salt Sea, were completely cut off, so the people crossed opposite Jericho.
以色列人如果要这是约书亚记的描述哈，第三章到第五章，但是时间关系，我们只能简单的提一下。
Because for the sake of time, we can only mention this briefly.
这四部，每一部其实可以花一个小时来交通它的意义。
We could very well spend more than an hour onto these four steps of crossing Jordan.
我们只是很简单的跟大家提一提它的意思。
We're simply mentioning here, so we have a good understanding.
如果以色列人要过到要进到迦南，过到约旦河的那一边，他们需要有巨大的能力，才能胜过迦南的仇敌。
In order to cross the river for Canaan, they must have.Power with them in order to overcome the enemies.
那么什么是过约旦河呢？
What does it mean to cross Jordan?
约旦河就是让我们认识那一个进迦南胜过仇敌的能力是什么样的能力，从哪里来。
Crossing Jordan would manifest that power that would help the Israelites overcome and enter the kingdom.
所以你想想看，有一个力量是用我们听得懂的话，就是大概就是一种地震的力量，我们也不知道是什么样的地震。
There is such a power, if we put in a way that we understand, it's as great as the power of an earthquake.
总之是惊天动地的力量。
It's a power that shakes earth and heavens.
其他的力量都太小了。
All other powers would not be comparable.
只有一个惊天动地的力量。
Only this power that shakes heavens and earth.
那它大到一个地步，它能让整个的约旦河。
The power so great to the point it separates the river of Jordan.
那你要知道，那时候的约旦河是显然是很宽很大的。
You must understand, River Jordan at that time must have been very wide and very deep.
那我们用今天中国人懂得的话，你要把长江的水控制住。
In a way that Chinese would understand, if you can control the water from Yangtze River.
中国我们知道一个巨大的工程，就是三峡的工程。
There's a huge construction project, and that's the Sanxia Dam.
但是我们不懂技术哈。
We're not experts in engineering.
但是至少我们懂一件事，就是今天三峡牵动很多人的心。
We don't understand the technical portion of it, but we understand this dam concerns many, many people in China.
对于当时的以色列人来说
，to the Israelites at that time，
他们需要连于一个能力。
They must be united with the power。
这个能力在他们身上与他们同行。
This power walked with them and dwelt within them。
他们才能征服迦南的敌人。
Only then they could overcome the enemies in Canaan。
这就叫做过约旦河。
That's the true meaning of crossing Jordan.
如果我们过不了约旦河
，We fail to cross Jordan.
我们 就得不了迦南地。
We cannot receive him.
所以信心与约旦河，信心显在约旦河上。
Faith is completely manifested through crossing Jordan.
神让以色列人过约旦河的时候是有定规的。
That allowed the Israelites to cross Jordan in a principle.
约柜在前，百姓在后。
Such principle indicated that the Ark of Covenant must go ahead of the people.
约柜下约旦河。
Ark of the Covenant must enter Jordan.
约柜上约旦河，就是约柜从约旦河里上来。
The Ark of Covenant must come out of the river Jordan.
以色列人跟着约柜。
The Israelites would follow the Ark of the Covenant.
他们也下到约旦河里，他们也从约旦河里上来。
They would enter the river Jordan, then come out of the river.
这是一幅图画。
This paints a picture for us.
我们几乎可以这么说，整本圣经里面，你几乎很难找到另外一幅图画，是这么清楚告诉我们基督的死。
So we could actually agree.There's no clear picture that paints the life and death of Jesus, such as the picture it paints here.
基督的死和基督的复活。
Death and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
什么是约柜呢？约柜当然就代表神在人的中间。
What is the Ark of Covenant? Of course, it represents the dwelling of God, the presence of God.
约柜代表的就是基督道成了肉身，住在人的中间。
The Ark represents the fact and the truth that the Word become a flesh, and the flesh dwells within us.
约旦河代表的是死亡，这一道水是死亡的水。
This water in the River Jordan represents death.
尤其以色列人要过的约旦河，是即将流入死海的约旦河。
Especially the section through which the Israelites cross, and that's the nearest section to the Dead Sea.
那一带几乎可以说，就像今天珠江的入海口，几乎已经到了快要流入海里的那一段。
That section is particularly close to where it enters the Dead Sea.Just as how Zhujiang enters this ocean.
什么是约柜的能力呢？
What is the power of the Ark of the Covenant?
如果你和我进到约旦河，约旦河眼睛都不会眨一下。
You and I would enter Jordan, Jordan would swipe us away.
就是他眼睛都不会眨，什么都不会发生。
Nothing would happen if we and I enter the river.
历世历代
，throughout the generations，
我们就说2020年。
Let's take 2020 as an example.
有许许多多的人进入死亡。
Many people have died.
许多人是因着新冠而死。
Many people died of the cause of COVID-19.
每一天都有千千万万的人下到约旦河里去。
Tens of thousands of people perish in the River Jordan.
什么都没有发生。
Nothing happened.
如果人与死亡是在一场征战中。
Man fought a battle with death.
最后赢的、举起手的，永远是死亡。
The ultimate winner would always be death.
没有人能改变这个事实。
No one can change that fact.
但是，在以色列人过迦南 进迦南过约旦河的时候。
However, when the Israelites entered and crossed River Jordan,
1500年以后，主耶稣他要进入死亡。
1500 years later, Jesus would enter death as well.
但是一千多年以前，透过约柜，透过约书亚过约旦河，预先已经把主耶稣钉十字架，基督的死。把那幅图画画给我们。
In the event where Israelites crossed Jordan, he painted a picture and prophesized the death and resurrection of Jesus.
抬约柜的祭司，他们的脚踏入约旦河的时候。
The feet of the priests who carried the Ark of Covenant when they entered the river.
圣经的描写，圣经怎么描写呢？
How did the scripture describe that event?
他说，那从上往下流，因为北边比较高，南边比较低，从上往下流的水，便在很远很远的地方。
Water which was flowing down from above stood and rose up in one heap a great distance away at Adam.
什么地方呢？这里说很远的地方是指着哪里说的呢？圣经说亚当城。
Away at Adam, that's what the scripture says.
整本圣经，你要找亚当，要么是指着人类的始祖亚当来说的，亚当的人民。
As far as the word Adam is concerned, the scripture usually refers to the name of Adam.
唯一一个讲亚当是地名的，就是在这里所说的亚当，亚当城。
There's one exception where it is referred as a location, and it appears here, Adam at the city.
其实，如果我们真的从入海口走到亚当城啊，开车不应该不会超过一小时。
It's actually not a great distance.It could be covered within 1 hour of drive.
大概就是五六十公里的样子。
About 50 to 60 kilometers.
但是为什么圣经在这里说是在极远之地？
Why does the Bible refer to this distance as a great distance away?
就是在亚当城那里停住。
And it stops at where Adam City is.
因为死亡是从亚当开始的。
Death entered the world through Adam.
罪从一人入了世界，于是死就临到众人。
Sin entered the world through one man, so death entered everyone.
一面讲到约柜，一面就讲到亚当城。
On one hand, it's the Ark of the Covenant.On the other hand, it's the city of Adam.
为什么基督要死？
Why did Jesus have to die?
为什么基督要钉十字架？
Why did Jesus go to the cross?
因为亚当。
Not because of Adam.
因为老早老早，在很久很久以前的亚当。
Because of the Adam from ages ago.
死亡始于亚当。
Death began with Adam.
所以当约柜代表基督进到约旦河代表死亡。
When the Ark of Covenant, which represented Jesus, entered the river, which means death,
那么圣灵就用属灵的话来说，这个水就发生了变化。
The Holy Spirit spoke in spiritual manner and told us,
这个流入死海的水，圣灵说是从哪里开始流的？是从亚当开始流的。
The Holy Spirit told us that this water which entered the Dead Sea actually began with Adam.
从亚当流出来，到死海流结束。
Flow out of Adam, but it ends at Dead Sea.
你和我进到坟墓里去，就是你和我进到死海里去的时候。
When you and I die, That's when we enter the Dead Sea.
我们今天好像还没进死海，但是差不多了，很快就要进死海了。
We may not think we're going to Dead Sea anytime soon, but we're pretty close.
如果你要问死亡从何而来，
you can ask the origin of death.
死亡是从亚当而来。
Death came out of Adam.
人子来，神的儿子显现，要除灭魔鬼的作为。
Son of man, alive to overcome the work of the devil.
盗贼来是要偷窃、杀害和毁坏。罪和死从亚当开始偷窃、杀害和毁坏。面对源源不断流入死海的水。
Look at the water that keeps flowing into the Dead Sea.
神怎么拯救？
How is God going to fulfill his salvation?
神让他的儿子，神让约柜进到死亡里去。
God allowed his begotten son, which is the
Ark. 所以当主耶稣进到死亡的时候，
He entered the river Jordan. So when Jesus entered the river Jordan,
死亡吃不消他。
Death cannot handle him.
我们说过了，你和我如果进到死亡，死亡眼睛都不会眨，约旦河什么都不会发生。
And I enter the Jordan, nothing would happen. The river wouldn't blink an eye.
但是当主耶稣钉在十字架上，他在那里呼喊，以利以利，拉玛撒巴哥大尼。
But when Jesus entered the river and went to the cross,
四福音怎么说呢？
How did the Gospels record it?
四福音说天黑暗了。
The Gospel recorded as the skies have darkened.
地震动了。
The earth shook.
甚至坟墓的门都打开了。
Even the door to the tomb had been opened.
坟墓里面有人好像复活了，从坟墓里面出来。
It appeared as even the dead arose.
为什么呢？
What caused this?
因为这就是基督的能力，这就是约柜的能力。
That's the manifestation of the power of Jesus.
当约柜进到约旦河里去，
And the ark entered the river.
所有受约旦河影响的，通通都会发生改变，都会受到震动。
All the things that's affected by the river will change.
自从人犯罪堕落，人进入死亡以后，天不再是原来的天。
Ever since man fall under the power of sin, things have changed.
地不再是原来的地。
Heavens and earth have changed.
坟墓原来是没有坟墓的，现在有坟墓了。
Even the tomb came into existence.
坟墓永远是关闭的坟墓。
Should always be closed.
你不需要买来回票，你只有坐单程车。
You could only buy a one-way ticket to the tomb.
但是当基督钉在十字架上的时候，
When Jesus was crucified,
所有受死亡辖制的领域，
All the places that are under the power of sin,
通通被震动。
All things have been shook.
这就叫做已睡的圣徒有醒过来的，不是他们真的复活了，是短暂的复活，他们后来还是回到坟墓里去。
That's why those believers were only temporarily resurrected, then they went back to the tomb.
这些记载是告诉我们，当基督进入死亡的时候，他震动了死亡的权势。
All these events have been recorded to tell us when Jesus entered death, a lot of things have been shaken.
而约书亚记第三章是用图画的方式来描写一千多年以后十字架上所发生的。
Joshua ahead of time painted a picture of what's going to happen in the following years.
我很喜欢欧文所说的。
I appreciate what Owen says.
死亡死于基督的死。
death?
The death of death in the death of Christ. 就是当基督死的时候，死亡就死了。
So, when Jesus died, death also died at the same time.
死亡从来没有死过。
Death had never experienced death.
死亡置人于死地。
Death caused people to die.
但是基督置死于死地。
But Jesus condemned death to die.
那亲爱的弟兄姊妹，如果我们要进迦南地，我们要征服仇敌，我们需要宇宙中最大的力量做我们的后盾。
The brothers and sisters, we plan to enter Canaan. We need this power behind us.
那个力量，除了这一个之外，没有另外一个力量能带我们去征服迦南。
Such power is the only power in this world who could help us conquer the land.
那个力量就是死基督死里复活的能力。
This is the power manifested through the life and resurrection of Jesus.
所以约柜下到约旦河。
So when the ark entered the river,
约柜又要从约旦河上到迦南地。
The ark must come out of the water to enter Canaan.
所以基督进到死亡里，基督从死里复活。什么叫做迦南地？迦南地就是基督复活所进入的领域，那就是迦南。
What is Canaan? The definition of Canaan is the stage when Jesus came out of death and was risen again.
所以无论是个人，无论是家庭，无论是工作，无论是教会，如果是迦南的领域，那就是复活的领域。
Whether it's individual or family or career or church life, but if it's controlled by Canaan, it's under the jurisdiction of life.
你和我是进不了迦南的。
Then I may not enter Canaan.
那只有约柜，只有基督进去了，我们才能进去。
Until after Jesus had entered Canaan, and the Ark of Covenant had entered Canaan.
所以用保罗罗马书第六章的话来解释过约旦河。
Let's use Romans chapter 6 verse 5 to explain the crossing.
我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在复活的形状上与他联合。
Well, if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection.
所以为什么我们要受洗归入基督耶稣？
Why do we seek baptism and consecrate ourselves to Jesus?
那我们都要上受洗课程，告诉一个初信的弟兄姊妹为什么要受浸。
When we tell the believers why they need to go through baptism,
那事实上我们需要整个的约书亚记来解释什么叫做受浸。受浸就是过约旦河。
We may as well use the entirety of the book of Joshua to explain baptism.
进到水里的人是原来在约旦河东的人。
Before people entered water, they belonged to the eastern side of Jordan.
但是从水里面上来的人已经是约旦河西迦南地的人。
When you ascend from water and enter Canaan, you belong to the western side of the river, which is Canaan.
那么我们稍微提一点应用。
Let's try to apply this.
我们举一个例子啊，尼弟兄，我们知道尼弟兄是神使用的一个神的仆人。
Let's use Brother Watchman Nee as an example, please.
如果说神的的确确在尼弟兄身上有一些托付，
God has given burden to my brother Watchman.
无论是对于神话语的领受，
whether it's the understanding of the word of God,
对于基督徒生命的经历，
whether it's the experience of the community.
对于教会的认识跟教会的建造，我想我们的弟兄，神使用他，把许许多多产业带到了教会。
Whether it's his service to the church, that has given him even many gifts to build up a church.
换句话说，神要把我们的弟兄带到迦南。
In other words, God wants to lead us into Canaan.
这不仅仅是为了他个人，当他能进入到迦南，那么许多神的儿女就得着了神的产业。
So when he is able to enter Canaan, all the other children of God may receive inheritance.
但是这件事情要成就在尼托生的身上。
God wants to fulfill his plan in Brother Me.
在他刚开始跟随主的时候，我们特别讲一开始的时候，他要学习一些功课。
When he first followed Jesus, there were lessons he must learn.
这个功课就是过约旦河的功课。
And that's the lesson of crossing Jordan.
这个功课也可以说就是受浸的功课。
And that's the lesson of baptism.
他信主刚刚一年多两年的时候，
Only shortly after he had become a believer.
他和何收恩姊妹一起祷告。
He prayed with Father Barber.
那何姊妹是这样的祷告。
Sister Barber prayed this way.
他说我需要更多十字架的经历。
She prayed that I need more experience in the cross.
那对你弟兄，这可以说震动年轻的尼托生。
Shook Brother Me, who's a young believer.
什么叫做十字架的经历？
What is the experience of cross?
他知道十字架是十字架的救赎，但是他不知道什么是十字架的经历。
He knew the cross meant salvation, but he did not experience the reality of cross.
大概有两年，一年半两年的时间。
In about one and a half to two years.
他们一起同工大概有七位。
About seven of them worked together.
他们每一个礼拜五晚上是同工会。
Every Friday evening they meet.
每一次开会一定会争。
They had arguments almost every time they met.
因为他们中间有两个强人。
Because there were two strong personalities amongst them.
一个王弟兄年纪比倪弟兄大五岁。
There was this brother Wang, who was about 5 years older than brother Ni.
他是他们中间的领袖。
He was the leader of the group.
那倪弟兄毫无疑问，他也是他们中间的青年才俊。
Of course, Washington Ni was a outstanding young believer amongst them.
所以他们常常有冲突。
They would have arguments often.
礼拜五吵完了，礼拜六倪弟兄就跑到何姊妹那里去告状。
After their arguments on Friday, every Saturday, Sister Barber would receive a complaint.
何姊妹很简单的就是给倪弟兄一句话。
Sister Barber would always tell Brother Ni one sentence.
年幼的顺服年长。
The young would obey the elders.
这是主的话。
And that's the word of God.
倪弟兄没有办法反驳。
Brother Ni could not argue that.
那有一次，终于他找到机会了。他发现这一个大他五岁的弟兄和另外一个弟兄争执。
Finally, he found the opportunity to counter the argument that when he found the brother Wang was arguing with another person.
那个弟兄比王弟兄年纪大。
And the other brother was even older than brother Wang.
第二天他又跑到和姊妹那里去，他这一次说，你看他年幼的顺服年长的，你得说说他。
So the next day he went to Sister Barbara again and said, okay, if your principle applies, you should tell Brother Wang to respect the brothers who are older.
姊妹又责备他。
Sister Barbara rebuked him once again.
他说，你里面是羔羊的灵吗？
He said, you have the spirit of the lamb in you.
你控告你的弟兄，你里面像是羔羊的灵吗？
When you accuse your brother, does it really look like you have the spirit of the lamb?
所以这样一年半两年，你弟兄就在何姊妹的手下。
So under the training of Sister Barbara for about a year and a half to 2 years,
他知道神在这个年轻的弟兄身上工作，所以何姊妹严格的要求他。
Sister Barbara strictly trained Brother Watchman me because she believed that's the plan of God.
每一次你弟兄是抱着一肚子的怨去何姊妹那里，但是他是两眼流泪回到他的家中。
Every time when Brother Ni would go to Sister Barbara with a lot of anger and complaints, he would afterwards laugh with tears in his eyes.
所以等到后来十多年以后，你弟兄回顾这一段的经历。
So when Brother Watchman Ni looked back to this memories,
那他说，我现在对年幼的同工们说。
He said to the younger co-workers,
你如果经不起十字架的磨练，
you cannot endure the training of the cross,
就无法成为有用的器皿。
You cannot become a useful vessel to God.
只有羔羊的灵，
only the spirit of the lamb,
温柔谦卑和平才是神所喜悦的。
And humble and full of peace, only then you can please God.
你的雄心大志和才干在神面前没有用处。
All your gifts and abilities and your plans mean nothing in front of God.
我走过这条路，我必须承认我的错误。
I have walked the same path and must confess.
我一切的事都在神的手中。
All of my things I've handed to God.
问题不是对还是错。
It's not a matter of right or wrong.
问题在于我们像不像背十字架的人。
It truly concerns whether we're the people who are willing to carry our cross.
教会中对和错没有什么地位。
There's no place for right or wrong in a congregation.
算得数的是背十字架，并接受十字架的迫切。
What really counts in the eyes of God is how you can be trained and how you can experience cross.
这才能流入神的生命，成就神的旨意。
And that's how the life of Jesus can be manifested, how God's will can be fulfilled.
这就叫做与基督联合。
That means to be connected to God, to Jesus.
什么叫做信心呢？
What is faith?
信心就是你来仰望钉十字架的基督。
Faith is to look to the Christ who was crucified on the cross.
信心就是我来思想神的羔羊。
Faith is to meditate on the Lamb of God.
让羔羊在我们的前面，让约柜在我们的前面。
Faith is to allow the Lamb and the Ark to proceed before us.
当我们跟随基督受苦受死的脚踪，那么我们会发现，我们所在的是迦南地。
When we follow the footsteps of Jesus' suffering, then we're stepping towards Canaan.
过了约旦河以后，第一场仗就是耶利哥。
The first battle happened in Jericho after the Israelites crossed the river.
那大家记得，约旦河和耶利哥是连在一起的。
A river Jordan and Jericho are connected.
时间关系，照片我们看一下就好了。那么你记不记得耶利哥的城墙后来倒塌了？
You remember the walls of Jericho fell.
以色列人并没有攻击城墙。
The Israelites actually never, strike the walls.
那么我们要问，城墙坍塌的能力从何而来？
Where is the origin of the power who would destroy the walls?
那么简单的来说，弟兄姊妹。
Put it simply, brothers and sisters.
那个让约旦河水倒流的震动地的力量。
It's the power that make the river flow backwards and the power that shook earth.
就是让耶利哥城墙倒塌的那个力量。
That is the power that destroyed the walls of Jericho.
弟兄姊妹，我们能明白吗？
We understand this, brothers.
当我们要进入神的旨意，有许多耶利哥挡在我们的面前。
In order to enter the will of God, there are many cities of Jericho in front of us.
什么叫做与基督的死与基督的复活联合？
What is it like to be connected to the death and resurrection of Jesus?
当基督的死在我们的身上，
When the death of Jesus has been manifested through us.
基督的死 operate 它运行在我们的身上。
The death of Jesus would operate onto in us.
那么基督的能力就会成为我们的能力。
Only then the power of Jesus will become the power of us.
先过约旦河再得耶利哥。
In order to conquer Jericho, you must cross the river of Jordan.
两个不能分开的。
They cannot be separated.
再进一步。
In greater detail.
你怎么知道这个人是靠着基督的死而复活，征服耶利哥的？
How can we tell if this person conquered Jericho through the life and death of Jesus?
我们怎么知道我们是依靠基督的十字架？
How can we know we truly rely on the cross of Jesus?
那是透过信而顺服。
And that's manifested through trust and obey.
过约旦河是与基督联合。
Cross Jordan is to be united with Jesus in death.
打耶利哥是信而顺服。
To conquer Jericho is to trust and to obey.
神告诉以色列人有好几个七。
There are many number seven God has manifested to the Israelites.
七天。
Seven days,
七个祭司
seven priests,
七个角
seven horns,
然后他们绕城，可以说是七加七天，然后最后一天要七圈
seven plus seven, they had to walk across the walls of Jericho.
七总是讲到完全。
Seven means perfection.
当以色列人完全了，那么耶利哥城墙就倒塌了。
When the Israelites were perfect and complete, the walls of Jericho shall fall.
那这些七向以色列人要求的是什么呢？要求的是顺服。
But what's the requirement of these seven? The requirement is obedience.
换句话说，无论耶利哥城墙有多么的坚固，那不是问题。
In other words, it doesn't matter if the walls are indestructible. It does not matter.
问题是以色列人的信心，以色列人的顺服是不是完全？
It matters whether the Israelites truly and completely trust and obey.
完全的要求并不高。
The requirement of the complete is not high.
完全的要求就是神说七天，你就七天。
The requirement is only when God says seven, and you do it.
神说七次，你就七次，你就完全了。
When God says seven times and you do it seven times, then you are complete in faith.
什么时候顺服完全了，什么时候耶利哥的城墙就倒塌了。
As soon as you are complete in trust and obey, the walls of Jericho shall fall.
那我们看得莫名其妙。
But it may confuse us.
我们会问为什么他们顺服了，城墙就倒塌了呢？
Why is it only until they are obedient the walls will fall?
因为我们顺服了，能力就出来了。
It is because when we obey, the power is manifested through us.
那个能力就是约旦河，过约旦河的能力，是基督死而复活的能力。
It is the same power as the power who led us through the river Jordan, and the same power Jesus manifested through the cross.
宇宙中没有一个力量能与基督死里复活的能力相比。以弗所书第一章。
In the universe, there is no such power that could parallel with the power of Jesus' resurrection.
那么，以色列人要能感受到基督死而复活的能力，所以是约柜率领他们绕城七圈。
In order to experience the reality of the power of resurrection, the Ark of the Covenant must have led them around the city of Jericho seven times.
能力在约柜的身上。
Power is manifested through the Ark.
以色列人只要跟随约柜就好。
The only thing the Israelites had to do was to follow the Ark.
但是以色列人的责任是完全的顺服。
The responsibility lies in the complete of their obedience.
所以当他们完全顺服了，约柜的能力就 operate 就运行在耶利哥的城墙上，耶利哥城墙就倒塌。
So when the Israelites completely obeyed and trust, the power of resurrection operated in the walls of Jericho and make them, and destroy them.
那我想我们晚上就停在这里，过约旦河和打耶利哥。
We shall stop here tonight crossing the Jordan and attacking Jericho.
那么再往下，无论是南部战役和北部战役，都是信心的实践。他们 practice faith， 他们实践他们的信心。
Whether it's northern or southern warfare, it is all a practice of faith.
所以如果我们要问我们怎么进入个人的迦南、家庭的迦南、事业的迦南和教会的迦南，那么弟兄姊妹，最重要的我们要知道，能力是基督死而复活的能力。
So in order to understand how we can enter the kingdom of our family, of our individual, of our job, of our church,It is paramount to understand. It is from the power of Jesus.
但在我们身上是信而顺服，让这个能力成为我们可以支取的能力，成为有功效的能力。
In order to for this power to be the power we can use, or we must trust and obey.
我记得有一次我们有一个聚会。有一点逼迫，场地没有了。
I remember once we gathered as a congregation, it didn't go very well.
They lost their meeting place. 他们的场地被他们被赶出来。
But when they lost their meeting place, they were driven out of their the building.
那他们就在一个家里面、公寓里面，在那里聚会。
So they changed the meeting place to a condo.
弟兄姊妹都蛮着急的。
They were worried.
然后那次我们交通的就是耶利哥之战。
And the message we shared was the Jericho battle.
那我们就交通，那问题不在于 场地难找，问题不在于现在的环境很紧。
This is what we shared. It did not matter if we had issue with our meeting place.
当我们祷告的时候，不是仅仅求神预备地方。
When we pray to God, we not only pray for the location.
如果我们要进入到神为我们所预备的场地，
if we are to enter the building God has prepared for us,
如果我们要遇见神赐给我们的迦南，
if we want to see the Canaan God has appointed to us,
耶利哥的功课，神，我们要问主，主啊，我们要顺服什么？
We must ask God the lesson of Jericho, which is how can we obey?
顺服清楚了，城墙就倒塌。
If we understand obedience completely, then the walls shall fall.
最后来弟兄姊妹们祷告，没有多久，主为他们开了路，预备了另外一个场地。
The brothers and sisters prayed in obedience, and God, of course, prepared another place for them to meet.
那耶利哥之战可以说是南方北方战役的总纲。
But Jericho would be an overview of northern and southern campaign of warfare.
我们一起祷告。
Pray.
主求你把基督耶稣钉十字架活化在我们每一个人的心中。
Father, we pray that you paint this picture of the power of life. Death and resurrection in us.
让我们能对基督死里复活的能力心中有启示。
Let us receive the revelation of the life of Jesus Christ.
使这个能力把我们从死亡里面拯救出来。
Such power saved us out of death.
也使这个能力要把我们带到迦南。
Such power will lead us into Canaan.
让我们能跟随约柜。
We're able to follow the ark.
也让我们顺服你的要求。
Let us obey your commandments.
祝福你的话。
Bless your word.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
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 好，谢谢吴弟兄，还有。